God. Brother Mike, stand and testify. Sis, you want to testify? Amen. Brother Carl? Brother Danny? Amen. We're certainly glad to have our visitors here. We never want to get to the place where we're not appreciative of fellowship. Amen. Can I get an amen out of the church? I have not been a good evangelist. I don't know how others say it. I've just sort of laid back and watched the Holy Ghost, and usually an evangelist is pushing. I've just been riding the wind, just sort of observing the motions of the Spirit. If you know Him, you enjoy that. If you know the Holy Ghost, if you know His ways, you enjoy watching Him work, because He does great things in small ways. You know, you don't have to be knocked out of the pew to receive the Holy Ghost. You don't have to be laid on your back in the floor to get the Holy Ghost. And you say, now, Brother Benny, well, we're in the book of Acts. Did any of them get the Holy Ghost laying on their back in the floor? I have nothing wrong with that. Nothing at all. Amen. But they were all in one accord. They were all praying. Right?
Right.
It didn't say anything about any one of them doing a specific thing, except they were all in one accord. They were in one place and they were praying. And while they did that, the Holy Ghost came. And He fell upon them. And as to their amazement, they had never seen a moving of the Holy Ghost. Never seen it. 120 people who were absolutely never seen the working of the Holy Ghost. So the first thing they done was what they heard, a mighty rushing wind. Am I right? That they heard that. And then they observed, as the wind came into the upper room, that it came being accompanied by fire.
Yes.
And then that fire divided itself and set upon each of their heads.
Right.
Now you talk about a Pentecostal meeting.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You talk about a demonstration.
Yeah.
They were dumbfounded. They didn't know how to explain anything that they were seeing. It had never happened before. Amen. And then they tried to talk. And they spake in other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, there's nothing complicated about that at all. You see, sometimes we are 2,000 years removed from that day. And sometimes we like to add to the book of Acts. We like to add to it. We like to update it. It don't need updating. The Holy Ghost doesn't need to be updated. It may need to be repeated, but never updated. I wish it would repeat itself every day in my life.
Yes.
I would have no objections to being filled and refilled and refilled and refilled and refilled. You see, being my age and knowing something about old-fashioned water buckets, I understand the theory of refilling. That if you don't refill it, you don't drink. And can anybody tell me that that's an amen word there?
Amen.
The empty bucket clanged. The dipper hit and it rang. But when the water was there, it didn't make a sound. Amen. So tonight is one of those nights when I think we have to right the wrongs of our own thinking. We have to come back again and begin to get acquainted with the ways of the Lord. Not that I am a professor of any such thing. I've just been around a while. Amen. And if you've been around for a while, you've seen a few things. I can't tell stories like Brother Bill Houston. I've never been much of a storyteller, so I don't try to remember them to tell them. But I do know this. We have made it awful hard on the Holy Ghost to do a simple job. From the beginning, the book of Genesis, when man was laying there in his dormant state, he was made of clay, laying there. He had everything that he's got right now. I don't believe in evolution. I don't practice believing in evolution. I believe God created man. And he created man out of dirt. So he goes back to dirt. But while man was laying there, inanimate, it says that God breathed into his nostrils. And he became a living soul. You can't improve on that. If there's some CPR needs to be done tonight, I'd recommend that you look God up. If you want to be brought back to life, I recommend you ask God to do the surgery and let his lips touch your lips and blow some holy life into you, and you'll become a new creature. And old things will pass away, because you don't bring old things over into this new experience. Amen. Why would you want to mess the Holy Ghost up and bring old life over into a new situation? You're not going to help me, are you? Listen to what Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 10. We'll start our reading. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. And the Spirit there is capitalized. For the Spirit, capitalized again, searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man? For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit, capitalized again, of God. And every time it is capitalized, it's talking about the Holy Ghost. Now we have received not the spirit, small s, of the world, but the Spirit, capital S, which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, capital S, of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yea, he himself is judged of no man, for who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he mayeth instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. Amen. What we need is an old-fashioned revival where we throw open the windows and let the wind blow.
Amen.
There's some folks here tonight, and this church has been here for over 50 years. Every once in a while, we just need to throw open the windows and let the wind blow. We need a climate change. We need the wind to blow. We need the fog dispersed. We need the wind to blow.
Yes. Yeah.
We need the clouds to be driven away. We need the wind to blow. We need worry turned into faith. We need the wind to blow. We got some folks who need to get well. They need to change climate. They need to go from where they're at into the climate of the Spirit so the wind of healing can blow. How many know that I'm talking about a moving of the Holy Ghost? Jesus used the description of wind when he was speaking to Nicodemus. He merely states of the wind and the Spirit by saying, "The wind bloweth where it list, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit." You understand that? Anybody out there say amen?
Amen.
Now he is using an allegory, and he's using the wind, and he said, Now look, Nicodemus, we're talking about spiritual things here. We're talking about a move of God's Spirit. Now it's like the wind, Nicodemus. It blows where it lists. Nobody puts a stop sign up for the wind.
Right.
It blows where it lists.
Yeah.
It can come from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west. And no man can tell it to turn around and go back. It'll blow until it takes a turn of itself. And they explained in the paper why we had such a warm winter. It said all the cold wind of the north got caught. And I said, hallelujah. Catch it, Lord. Catch it. He's the only one that can. But didn't that north wind that usually brings all of winter with it get caught this year? And it said it got trapped and got held up north. And we have been blessed by whatever force it was that kept that north wind off of us. Amen. It didn't get it caught off of everybody. Some folks got more snow than they ever thought possible. But we have relatively been blessed because it got trapped. And the only one that can hold the wind is God. We have jet streams high above us. Some intelligent little bird that listened to its creator found out that by catching the jet stream, it can go south quickly. It can travel at immense speed without much effort because it hitchhikes on the wind. There is power in the wind. The wind runs in a circuit. There was Janie went to the dollar store the other day, and I was sitting there, and the buildings were in an L shape. And it was actually a lit, and then this way, and then this way. And the wind got caught. And it had newspapers, it had papers, it had everything that it could pick up and pack. And it was just running against that building and then just swirling. And then it would lay down, and then here it would come again. And it would just pick up everything and just put it into a little swirl. And it would lay down again, and here it come again. I looked for the person who was directing traffic at that corner. I couldn't find him. But I did recognize that he can make a stir whenever he wanted to make a stir. And anything that was loose was picked up, was tossed, tumbled, pushed, aggravated. And the only way for you to escape the turbulence of that wind was to be nailed down. Amen. A lot of us need a wind change. We need to change for revival. We need to set a breeze and catch the sail and set a bigger sail than we've ever had. and go with the wind. We need to set our sails for more of God. We need to sail towards God with a heart that says, I don't want to go any other direction than the direction the wind is blowing. I don't want to go against the wind. I want to go with the wind. Anybody say amen? That's what is important. Pestilence is blown away by the wind. Foul smells are blown away by the wind. Sweet fragrances are caught in the wind. The wind plays a major part. But we don't like the wind. It tears up our hair. We've got way too pretty to have our hair tore up. So we don't like the wind when it ruffles us, when it makes us exert ourselves, when we think that we're too good and we don't need that no more, that we've got too much. We don't know what to do with it, but we've got too much. And all the Holy Ghost is doing is waiting on another generation to come that feels the wind and says, what is this? Amen. Brother Eugene used to go down to Broxton. I don't know where Brother Eugene finally ended up. Brother Eugene used to get big-eyed, and he'd get the oil and put it on his hands, and he'd get right out there in front of everybody and said, who's this messing with me? Well, it wasn't long till they found out who it was. The Holy Ghost was the person behind what he was trying to say. I wish to God tonight the wind would blow until you would just come undone. I wish the wind would blow till you get tired of resisting it. I wish the wind would blow till you realize you can't escape it. I wish the wind would blow till it lifts us and takes us higher than we've ever been before. I wish the wind would catch our little kite and take us high. So high we'd lose sight of the kite, like the man come by watching a little boy with a string on his hand and said, son, what you got? He said, I got a kite. He said, I don't see no kite. He said, how you know the kite's up here? He said, I can feel the tug. I wish we'd get a hook up with the Holy Ghost till we feel the tug of the upper currents of life. Too long have we lived in the lowland. Too long have we lived in the city. Too long have we lived below our privilege. It's time and high time to wake up out of sleep. And once again, before the Lord comes, catch the tail of the wind and go with the wind and be pushed by the wind and be lifted by the wind and be changed by the wind. Oh, it's time to throw open the window of your soul and say, blow. Blow, O wind of God. Like Ezekiel preaching to the graveyard. He couldn't make head nor tail out of it. But he was preaching to bones, scattered bones. And he preached and prophesied. And the bones came together. Then he preached some more. And sinew came upon the bone. And then muscle came upon the bone. And then skin came upon the bone. And they laid there all nice and neat and in order, but dead. And he was perplexed about what to do. And the Lord said to him, now prophesy to the wind. Say to the wind, come, O wind of God, blow upon these. And the Bible said that while he watched, they stood up. Never was a time when we need somebody to take a stand. It's today. But you can't take a stand without the Holy Ghost. You'll cave in when pressure comes. You'll cave in when somebody disagrees with you. You'll cave in when the world comes against you. You'll cave in at the laughter of the world. But if you've got the Holy Ghost, you'll take it and you'll say to God, I'm thankful that you have gave me the grace to be persecuted for your name's sake. I'm glad I'm one of them. And amen. The other night, somebody came along, tried to straighten the whole church out. He was brave, or she was brave. They put CDs out there on the windshield, speaking in tongues. Oh, I hope you didn't listen to that. But if you did, you got a sour taste, because that person didn't know anything about the wind. Oh, it was easy to see. It was easy to know. All I had to do was just look at it. I knew that was wrong. I hope you didn't let it drag you down. Just a zealous somebody who didn't know anything, trying to straighten the whole world out. But I tell you what we need is more of what we've got. We just need humble people with a heart that says, God, I want more. And let the wind blow. I want to go with the wind. I want to be touched by it. I want to be sensitive to it. I want to feel it. I want to know it. Amen. And that's why we're here. And it said, and it just simply says that it blows where it lists. Where it lists. It's not going to ask you. The Holy Ghost is not going to ask you. He's not going to ask you nothing. Now, if you're waiting there for an invitation, forget it. You either go with the wind or you resist it. You either go with it or you try to front it. Amen. When I was a young man, I learned the power of wind. I jumped into Fort Bragg and the wind was very boisterous when we were jumping, and we used to call it the hawk. We'd say the hawk's out today. To all of us young men, we knew the wind was blowing. I hit the ground. The wind caught my chute, turned me over face down. My helmet came down on my nose and skinned it. I was trying my best to slow that thing down, and it was dragging me head first right downtown. Boom, I was going. I was kicking. I was almost in the mood to pray. Lord, you got to do something. But I knew he wasn't going to answer my prayer because I was in no shape to pray. So I kicked and done everything I could to get over on my back. Wasn't much better. You can't see behind you. And it was pulling me about 20 or 30 miles an hour down the ground, just dragging me like I wasn't nothing, just flapping me up and down, till I finally got up here and got a hold of the snaps and pushed them, and the chute took off and left me laying. And I was oh so glad. I found out that you may be tougher than boot leather, but you don't handle the wind. You may be as smart as Einstein. You don't handle the wind. Amen. You may be as anything that you think a man or woman could be, but you won't handle the wind. When the wind wants to take you for a ride, it'll lift you. Amen. It has set cars in trees. It has drove straws through telephone poles. It has done what it lists. It has done what it wanted. It has done as it shall do. No one could stop it. Amen. It's picked men up. Amen. Never so gently and laid them down ever so gently. But then it's taken other people and killed them when it got in the wake of the wind. It's all up to the wind. And all you need to do and understand tonight is that we should be praying, oh God, breathe on me so I can feel the wind. I don't want just to feel an emotion. I don't want just to feel a little thrill. I want to feel your power. I want to taste your power. I want something I can depend on. I want something that I know will keep me. I want something that'll put the cusser out of my life. I want something that'll put the fusser out of my life. I want something that'll put the gossiper out of my life. I want something that'll put the talebearer out of my life. I want something that'll put lust out the door of my life. I want something that can quicken me. I want something that can lift me. I want something that can change me. I want something that can hold me. I want something that I can depend on. And I'm here tonight to tell you, by the name of Jesus Christ, there is no other power except the power of the Holy Ghost that God has sent from heaven to earth to do the work. He is able to present you faultless. He is able to keep you from falling. He's given to them that obey.
Right?
It just means you get in the wind and you stay there. You're not afraid. Amen. You see, when I got saved in that revival, we had a revival for 2 weeks or so. And they piled me in the back seat of a car. 21 years old. And never felt nothing like that in my life. Laid out, rolled under the pew by the Holy Ghost. Just rolled back under the pew, rolled back out from under the pew. And they jump on you, spit on you, pat on you. Tell you all kinds of crazy things, turn loose, hold on, give up. You know, and you just almost have to get out of the world to get away from them. So every once in a while, the Holy Ghost would just take you out of the world.
Yeah.
Amen. When I was getting so confused and so put out with him, he just gave me so much of it, covering me up with it, till I got so drunk I was just weaving. Talking in tongues, I have understood what the word drunk is. I didn't need a definition. I had been there before when I was in sin. I was lit up. I was beside myself. Amen. I didn't know where I was. I didn't know what they were doing to me and really didn't care. They crammed me in a back seat. I fell into the back seat. I sprawled out of the back seat. But I was speaking in tongues. Oh, you didn't hear me? We need a wind. We need somebody to open the door. Somebody to throw open a window. Say, Lord, if you'd like to have a bunch of drunk folks, I'm one of them. As Brother Beal said about that little fellow, said, these are not near drunk enough. And we've been that way for so long that we need to get back to being tipsy in the joy of the Lord. We need to be absolutely cross-eyed in the joy of the Lord. We become too straight-laced. We are waiting for it to happen in a nice way. We need to get a hold of the real thing that tears us up and turns us loose and makes us different. We need what draws the sinner, and what draws the sinner is the magnitude of the moving of God's Spirit. It's not how well we sing. It's how we sing accompanied by the wind. It's not how well we preach. It's how we preach accompanied by the wind. If the wind will blow, the sinner will pray. If the wind will blow, the lame will leap. If the wind will blow, the dumb shall sing. If the wind will blow, the deaf shall hear. If the wind will blow, we'll all come together. If the wind will blow, we'll have unity. We'll have love. We'll have joy. And we'll have peace.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
See? Look at us. Look at it. Some of us say blow, and others say no. Don't do that. I'm tired of this revival already. Don't be doing that. If you blow on us a little bit, he'll go on a little bit further. I don't care myself. If the wind blows, I'm ready to go. If the wind blows, I'm ready to go. Amen. Go how long? Go until I'm in. Go until I'm right. Go until I've got it. Go until I know it.
Go, go, go.
Blow on our children. They ain't been the floor near enough. Blow on them. Tear them up. Fix them up. Straighten them up. Wind can. Pastor can't. Wind can. Hallelujah. Wind can. Blow another wind can. He can change. He can change this atmosphere until it's a sweet savor. Till it's so sweet it's intoxicating. He can bring it in here until we're all almost enraptured by it. Woo! Blow again, O Spirit of God. Blow again with the power my mama had. Blow again with the power my grandma had. Blow again with the power we used to know. Blow again until we're free. Set us free.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise God. They were continually in that upper room praising and blessing the Lord. That's when the Holy Ghost came. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. That big killer tornado came over top of the motor home there. It's 36 foot long. It had a tag axle, that south wind. And those things, when the wind blows, they just rock. They sometimes think it's going to turn over. It's rock. That big killer tornado came over, sounded like a freight train a roaring. That old motor home didn't rock. He just said, glory to God, it's like a leaf in the wind. I mean, nothing beside the power of that wind. Praise God. Praise God. When that day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place, in one accord, and suddenly, praise God, I'm looking for suddenly right now. Praise God. Ah, you don't know there's a Holy Ghost on that man. You don't know a thing about him. Praise God. I said praise God. I believe we ought to out praise each other. Praise God. I believe you ought to holler louder than your neighbor. I believe you ought to shout amen more than he does. More than she does. Praise God. I believe you ought to let the Holy Ghost have his way right now. Right now. I like that song. Right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That big killer tornado came over. And it picked up a little two-year-old boy. A little one-year-old baby. And it carried him, I don't know how far. Maybe a mile or so. That wind carried a little baby. About a mile. And they found him the next day up in a tree. Just healthy as he could be. Praise God. Not hurt at all. Hey, you think it's Holy Ghost? Some folks are scared of the Holy Ghost. You need to be scared of that evil ghost, not the Holy Ghost. Praise God. He'll take care of you. I said he'll take good care of you. I said he'll take good care of you. He'll be your mother. He'll be your father. He'll be your sister. He'll be your brother. He'll take better care of you than anything else in the world. Praise God. It's praise God. Well, hallelujah. Fall.
And it fell upon them. Fall. It's falling like the dew. Falling like the latter rain. God is pouring it out. It's falling. Falling without any hesitation. It's falling. Right now it's fallen. Right now it's fallen. Fall on him, Lord. Fall on him, Lord. It's fallen. You ready for it? Do you want it? Can you handle it? Will you go with it? Will you be obedient? Right now, he's talking to you. Will you be obedient? Will you obey him? Why should he give it to you? If you won't obey, obey him. Obey him. Don't worry. Don't fret. In the name of Jesus, receive it. Receive it. It's fallen. It's fallen. It's fallen. It's fallen. It's fallen. It's fallen. Obey him. Obey him. Whatever you feel, obey him. It's falling. He come tonight to fall upon us. The wind has come to blow upon us. The Lord has come to help us. The Lord has come to fix it. The Lord has come to mend it. The Lord has come to right it. The Lord has come to give you a new life, a new hope, a new joy. Before you ever speak in tongues, you may get stammer lips. You may stammer. But don't quench it. Let it go. That's just a prelude. He's trying to bridle that tongue. You won't like it. You resist it. Amen. But if you'll just learn to go with it, if you get a stammering lip, don't worry about it. If you go around thinking your jaw's going to jump out of socket, don't worry about it. If the Holy Ghost can't take care of you, then he can't take care of you afterwards. But he can take care of you. How many will raise your hands in this house and worship? He's in this house. Go with the wind. Go with the wind. Let it fall on you. It's for you, Sabrina. It's for you. Let it fall on you. Let it fall on you. Don't fight it. Throw your hands up and say, Lord, I'm tired of resisting. I'm tired of worrying. I'm tired of fretting. I'm going to receive the Holy Ghost. You got to have a made-up mind. What'd you come for? Did you come for just to watch? You're going to be a spectator? Or did you come to get the Holy Ghost? If you come to get the Holy Ghost, step out of those pews and come on. Seek God. Come on out of there. Come on out of those pews. Get up here and stand along the altar. Come on. Come on now. Come on. Come on. Come on. Let's seek the Holy Ghost. Let's seek the Spirit of God. Let's say to the wind, blow. Come on. Come on, church. Let's say to the wind, blow. Have your way.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.